We are blessed to have a strong Tennessee FFA program, and recently more than 3,000 of those blue jackets painted the streets in Gatlinburg blue for their 91st annual convention. Each year, the group selects 8 new officers to lead the association for the year, and our Melissa Bratton and Amy Beckham have interviews with some of the new officers, including their new president.
Serving as your state president from the David Crockett FFA chapter, Taylor Campbell.
It was just a totally surreal moment, if I'm being completely honest. Hearing the names of all my best friends getting called, and as they ran up to the stage, I was just so ecstatic for them that I wasn't even really thinking about if my name was going to be called, because I knew that Tennessee FFA would be in good hands no matter what. But hearing my chapter being called, I realized that it's not about me, it's about the members in that chapter. When I was a freshman, I didn't talk to anybody. I was extremely shy, and now here I am on the stage at Tennessee FFA State Convention serving as the 2019-2020 state president.
Do you have any goals that you want to see yourself and your team accomplish over the next year?
For me, something that really hits home is making others feel that they're loved and valued, because when I was a freshman coming into high school, I didn't have any solid friends and I felt that I didn't really belong anywhere until I joined FFA and until people started pouring their time and dedication into me and making sure that I felt loved and that I felt valued and that I knew that I could accomplish my goals. And that's a goal of mine, to make others feel that way.
Tell me about your time in FFA, your SAE, and maybe a favorite CDE or LDE that you had.
The first time I had ever had to speak in front of a class was in my first agriculture class, and my ag teacher had me get up in front of the room and introduce myself for 2 minutes. Now, I only made it for about 30 seconds. So I go back down, I sit back down in my seat, and he asked me, was that hard? And I said, well, yes. But it'd be a whole lot harder if I had to get up and talk about alpacas. So he made me get up and talk about alpacas for 2 minutes, and I was making up facts the whole way along. And as soon as I got back down to my seat, I learned everything I could about alpacas. And it's just something that really spurred me on this track of personal growth that I've experienced over the past 4 years. And from that moment forward, I completely dedicated myself to FFA, and I started thinking about my future in the organization and my future in agriculture. So I started working with my SAE, which is Home and Community Development. And with that, I work with the Town of Jonesboro Department of Parks and Recreation with the Community Gardening Project. And after getting a Living to Serve grant from National FFA, we were able to put 25 raised garden beds in a municipal area in Jonesboro, where we grow produce for our local food pantry, which distributes produce to the impoverished people in our county.
Serving as your new state secretary from the Woodbury FFA chapter, Emily Nave.
Overall, it was very overwhelming. It was fantastic seeing all the work and dedication that I've put forth, but it was also really hard watching those other candidates behind me. I'm really thankful for our nominating committee, our association, and my supporters, but that feeling was really heart-wrenching and happy, sad, and I'm just so thankful to get to serve this upcoming year.
So you've been involved in FFA for a couple years now. Tell us a little bit about your FFA journey, your SAE, and what your favorite contest was.
I'm the second generation in my family to be in FFA, so I never really had a day where I was like, what is FFA? And so I feel like that's a little different compared to other FFA members. But getting to watch my mom and my sister serve as state officers and getting to listen about their stories has been so powerful to me. So since seventh grade, I knew that I wanted to serve this organization. Since the beginning of my freshman year, I've really looked towards the support of my mentors, my ag teachers, and fellow members that have supported me on this journey. My SAE is Diversified Livestock and Sheep, where I manage our flock of 50 sheep and 45 cattle, and it's going to be really great to get to balance it this upcoming year and get to be a voice for animal agriculture and agricultural education this upcoming year.
So I know it probably hasn't completely sunk in yet, but do you have any goals that you want to see yourself and your team accomplish over the next year?
I think that we're a really cohesive group, and so I'm so excited because we're already very close individuals. This upcoming year, I really just want to pay back to the organization that's given me so much, become a voice for agriculture, and overall just strengthen the overall association by promoting affiliation and more membership involvement within those chapters that are new or chapters that are being reactivated.
Serving as your state treasurer, John Ryan Scarlett.
I was just elated. I was honestly, I didn't know what to do. I almost slipped, and it was amazing getting to run up there. And Tara, she's just an amazing role model, and being able to take over after her is something that I'm incredibly honored to do.
Tell us a little bit about your FFA career and what some of your highlights were.
Well, you know, I started out at the West Green FFA chapter in Greene County, and that's where I did creed speaking. That was my first ever FFA competition, and that's what started my public speaking career. And I was really robotic and not very good at it, to be honest. And then we went to Star Green Hand, and I was able to be East Tennessee Star Green Hand at Jefferson County FFA, where I went to after my freshman year. My junior year, we were able to compete at Nationals, win Tennessee State for in dairy judging, and place 13th overall in the nation.
I know you were just elected, but do you have any goals that you want to see yourself and your team accomplish over the next year?
Yes, well, one of the goals that I want to see this team do is create that positive impact that FFA says in their mission statement on the lives of Tennessee FFA students and whatever students we can find. If we're able to teach students about agriculture, get them fired up and interested, and create that future for agriculture, I think we'll have done our job. And we have a problem in our nation where there's a disconnect between consumers and producers. And I'm really hoping to bridge that gap while also being a producer talking from that perspective. So hopefully I'll get back to the farm. That's what I want to do.
Serving as your state reporter, Erica Brown.
It was one of the most amazing experiences. This is something I've looked forward to since freshman year, watching my first convention. You know, I saw that and said, wow, one day I want to do that. So having that opportunity has just been amazing. And to run home to some of the best candidates that FFA or Tennessee FFA has to offer, it's just truly rewarding.
So I know it probably hasn't completely sunken in yet, but do you have any goals that you want to see yourself and your team accomplish over the next year?
Over the next year, I think one thing that I would love to see us do is just to really improve that one-on-one connection with members, because there is so much that you don't realize that you do when you go out and you meet with these chapters, and having that impact is so amazing. I look forward to seeing how each and every one of us are able to accomplish that.
Tell us a little bit about your time in FFA, what your SAE was, and maybe a favorite competition that you participated in.
So my favorite competition is parliamentary procedures. I actually had the opportunity to compete at Nationals this past year, so that was a great experience. And my SAE is veterinary science, which is also my major in college. I have been working at a vet clinic since I turned 16, and you know, it started off cleaning cages, but now I get to assist in surgeries, do anesthesia, and things like that. So.
Serving as your state sentinel, Austin Wattenberger.
I was just thinking, you know, I've had this dream for 2 years, and it's finally coming true. That's all that was going through my brain is this real?
You've been involved in FFA for several years now. Tell us a little bit about your FFA journey.
I just started out, you know, in the chapter like everybody else, and then I was a chapter officer, a regional officer, served on the nominating committee, and then was unsuccessful in running for a state office last year, but finally it got me to where I am today.
What was your SAE when you were in high school, and maybe a favorite CDE contest?
My SAE was in agricultural sales, where I helped my father with our stone harvesting company, and I would help him with the books, I would help him coordinate the employees and whatever else he needed help with. And then my favorite CDE is the creed speaking. It allowed me to open myself up to a competition. It was the first one I lost, but it was also the first competition I'd ever done.
I know it probably hasn't completely sunken in yet, but do you have any goals that you want to see yourself and your team accomplish over the next year?
I think just connecting with the members on a very close and personal level would be the largest goal of our team, but also just to try to encompass everybody into one large family, because that's what we are as Tennessee FFA members.